March the 12th. And this is the Lenten Ango of Morning Star. To say a few words of encouragement to us at the start of our meditation, we have the Reverend David Hill, who sat with us many years ago at Innisfada. David, please.
Thank you, Roshi.
David, you're muted.
Just unmuted. A reading from the Gospel of Mark as taken from today's lectionary. One of the scribes came near and heard Jesus and the Sadducees disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him, there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength is to love one's neighbor, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." A question often posed to wise Jewish teachers was, which among the 613 precepts of the Hebraic law was the greatest? Jesus's response is noteworthy less for its originality and more for its radical simplicity, as if to say, nothing more need be said. The connecting link between the two commandments, one from Deuteronomy, the other from Leviticus, is the word love. So love God with one's heart, soul, mind, and strength, as if to say with one's whole self, and love one's neighbor with that self-same love and complete attention. Thereby, the realm of God will come near, nearer even than breath itself. It's interesting to note that in Luke's gospel, the great commandment directly precedes the story of the Good Samaritan. In responding to that half-dead man lying by the side of the road, the Samaritan acted with compassion, which is to say, he suffered with the wounded one from the depths of his being. At that instant, says Reuben Hobito in his commentary on the story, he saw through the barrier of self and other, and the pain of the wounded man became his own. This week, a Congolese refugee was admitted to the hospice agency of which I am a chaplain. The patient and his wife speak Lingala and some French, though no English. A translator is required at every visit. They have no money, no means of transportation, and due to the pandemic, they have had little support from the community. Their children, all of them, remain in the Congo and will probably never see their father again. as he's dying of terminal cancer. After their initial visit, the nurse case manager and the social worker left the apartment and paused together out on the sidewalk. Neither could speak for several minutes. So stunned were they by the suffering they had witnessed and the enormity of the task before them. The patient is Roman Catholic, and prior to the pandemic was a communicant of a local city parish. Yesterday, I called the pastor of his parish asking if he would come to the home and provide the sacrament of the sick. But so much more is needed. As a chaplain, I'm a member of the hospice team that cares for this man. But truth be told, I'm uneasy about going. I'm not a Catholic priest. I'm uncomfortable with any kind of language barrier. There is little, if anything, I can do to relieve their suffering. In this situation, how do I love God with my whole being? Every day, the way of Zazen teaches me to attend to reality with my whole self. It's not a path that permits of evasion or delusion. More and more, my neighbor's pain becomes my own. How I love God is by showing up. As scared as I am, as convinced as I am by my own felt sense of inadequacy. And then, perhaps, the kingdom of God will come near, and that dream of separateness will fall away.
Thank you, David.